Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply jumping to conclusions. Jumping to conclusions. Now, oftentimes we're encouraged not to jump to conclusions, but that's just not the nature of people. We jump to conclusions in almost every aspect of life. If you're watching your favorite superhero movie, I can assure you, you're going to jump to the conclusion that the good guy is going to win and the bad guy is going to lose. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we do it all the time. We jump to conclusions in almost every aspect of life. If you've ever gotten someone that's come and approached you about buying a product or a service, you already jump to the conclusion that they're going to hit you with that price, that final sales pitch, that hard close. Well, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that in business, it's those who learn how to effectively jump to conclusions that are going to win more often than they lose. I tell you, my friends and neighbors, jumping to conclusions is not only natural in business, it's also necessary. There is a way to jump to the conclusion. What is the conclusion? The close, the sale, the final deal, the sealing of the deal. It's a way to do that in business. Let's talk about it with our JUMP acronym, the four key components that allow you to go from A to Z in a business transaction much quicker than normal. That J in our JUMP acronym reminds us to justify. Yes, my friends and neighbors, justify. You see, in a movie, it's called a plot. In a joke, it's called a punchline. In a homicide, it's called a motive. And in business, it's called justification. This is where we create the interest, the excitement, and the awareness for the products and services we offer. There is a reason that our products exist, my friends and neighbors, and our mission as business leaders is to explain that reason. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should talk about the power of the products and services we offer, the people behind that. I also, my friends and neighbors, we should talk about the mission and the motive and the method of the company. And as we're explaining all the features and the benefits, it's going to then create a level of interest and excitement on behalf of the potential buyer. Let me tell you, my friends and neighbors, it's important to make sure that you don't overlook the justification step, because when it's done correctly, it allows you to jump to phase two. That's the U in our JUMP acronym. That simply means we must understand. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is the one that's often overlooked, but we must understand our clients' needs, problems, goals, and desires. The better we learn them, the faster we can jump to the next step. Now think about it. When you walk into a department store, the store clerk is going to ask you a few questions. First, they may ask, how may I help you today? We've all heard that. And some knee-jerk response might be, I'm just looking. But then you also have the next question, are you looking for something in particular? What is a store clerk trying to do? The store clerk is simply trying to understand you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the better that clerk understands you, then the easier it is for them to cater to your needs. Obviously, my friends and neighbors, this happens by way of asking questions. A sales presentation without asking questions is not a presentation at all. It's just a monologue. When you're asking questions, you're trying to identify what your client needs, what problems they're trying to solve, what goals they're trying to achieve, what desires they have deep down that they want to reach. And as you ask those questions and uncover their needs, we can then jump to the next step. The next step, my friend, is called the match. This is where the need and the benefits come together. It's how we connect our products to the benefits or the needs a client has. So if I can capsulize it this way, if I am emphasizing safety and my client is looking for performance, say we're talking about an automobile and I'm talking only about safety and my client's interested in performance, there is no match there because that client is not going to feel like my best product attributes match his greatest needs. However, when I'm able to find out what those those needs are and match my product's benefits to those needs, then I have a win. Remember, as kids, we played a game where all the cards were turned over face down. We turn over one card and then we turn over another. If there was no match, we turned them back over and we tried it again. By the same token, my friends and neighbors in business, it's a matchmaking proposition. It is uncovering their need and finding the benefit that's going to cater to that need. If that doesn't work, we turn it back over and start again. We uncover another feature and benefit of our product and service and see if that matches the need. And as we're doing that, my friends and neighbors, things become much easier. Last but certainly not least, we want to jump from match to propose. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is the art of making them an offer they cannot refuse. See, whenever you've got a match, then it's time to go into the actual close, asking for the business, communicating that I see that there is a need. I know we've got a benefit that can meet that need. Now let me make you an offer you can't refuse. Let me discuss the price of the product. Let me discuss the terms and the plans, and let's go ahead and execute the transaction. You see, my friends and neighbors, they say that 97% of all marriage proposals in the United States are accepted. However, they also say that 100% of the women proposed to say they would have accepted the proposal at least 3 months before they were asked, on the average. So think about that, my friends and neighbors. There are two people walking around with a perfect match, but nobody speaks up. And because nobody speaks up, there is no proposal. So it just lingers and it lingers and it lingers. I'm encouraging you, my friends and neighbors, to jump to the conclusion. When you know you've got a match and you know you understand and you know you've justified, it's time to propose. It's time to ask the question and finalize the deal. It's time to present them with the paperwork needed to sign on the dotted line. Whatever your method for closing, my friends and neighbors, the proposal cannot be overlooked. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, let me make you one guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.